This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Buffy St. Marie, and she's got a new album out called Medicine Songs. And I think of you as your Canadian, be First Nation person. And I know a lot of people, I mean, when they think about American Indian pop songs, they think of Cher or something like that, which is like kind of ridiculous, you know. Are you glad that people refer to you as an Indigenous songwriter or Native American songwriter, or do you think that's not the point?
Oh, I don't care. Yeah. I write about so many things that, you know, it's funny, you know, when a person who has a long, diverse career, I mean, I've had country hits and pop hits and songs, you know, protest about the war, the wars and indigenous things. And, you know, country people will be real glad when I sing country songs on stage and, you know, they know those songs and they just wish that I'd stick to country and somebody else would just wish that I'd sing more pop or I don't know. There are specific instances where, of course, we know that the word Indian just came about in one of two ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, Columbus was lost and he thought he might be in India, but also the churches of the time would talk about indigenous people sometimes as being of God, in Dios.
That's where God. Indigenous comes from?
Indian, in some cases, may have. Right. But the common use of Indian, most people think it's just because Columbus thought he was in India.
Yeah.
Europeans had never met native people, so they didn't know.
They didn't know, right. It's just somebody who's not a European. And so you can have all your terminology perfectly correct, but if you don't acknowledge the travesties of the past and treat people with dignity and respect today, it doesn't matter how politically correct your labels are.
Exactly, Rick. But you are correct. I definitely feel it. I think everybody feels it. When they come to Canada, there's just more of a feeling of liberty and justice for all than there is currently in the U.S., and it's been that way for quite a long time. Canada is very big, and yet when I was going to school, I would think of Canada as that skinny little country kind of above Montana, our neighbor to the north, but Canada is the second largest country in the world, but most Americans wouldn't be aware of that. But you know, we are making progress in Canada, and truth and reconciliation is something that I wish would happen in the U.S., but, you know, it might be a while before we get to that. But there's a lot being done. In Canada, 150 years of Confederation is being celebrated. Some people call it Canada's birthday. But an awful lot of other people are thinking about 15,000 years in terms of the real Canada.
That in itself is a comment, isn't it, when you celebrate 150 years, if your people were there for thousands of years before that?
Here's another cool thing. Here's something to tell your young people, students, whether they're Indigenous or not. Did you know that team sports were invented on this side of the water?
No.
They were.
How so?
The Mayan ball game, the Mayans invented not only the rubber ball, but the stadium with bleachers on both sides, goalposts at either end, protective equipment like helmets with animal logos, chest pads, knee pads, hip pads. I mean, to let Indigenous kids know that and non-Indigenous kids as well, I mean, that it's just kind of a very, very big metaphor for what we wish we knew that most people don't know. So there's a lot of that.